Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
less of me, and more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
Together.
glory right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your glory, your Shekinah glory. Come on, church, enter in today. Come on, enter in right now. Hallelujah. We enter in right now with all faith, believing God for a change. How many come to be changed this day? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, receive your change. The Bible says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Come on, receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if you have received, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior is your Lord and Shepherd, amen, to lead, to guide you, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's enter in right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to be changed on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, hallelujah. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, as we humble ourselves right now, Lord, we ask that you deliver us from all that's not of you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth, amen. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, help on today. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will out of the love that you place in our heart for you. Lord, create in us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repentant in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. But with men, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we don't come just to worship you, just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, hallelujah, for the living God. Our soul yearns, hallelujah, overwhelming desires, yea, even pines for the courts of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let that fire burn everly, increasingly in each of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, uphold us with our free spirit, O Lord, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let there be no murmuring or complaining, backbiting or evil be found in any of us. Amen. That our life be of glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing your praises to you all the days of our life, creating us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you, amen. You are our joy and the lifter of our head. Hallelujah. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth right now. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, and make our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet savory aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, Lord God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this day. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh Lord. Lord, that you, oh God, have kept us, oh God. It's you, oh God, that provides all our needs. And we just want to say thank you, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, my Lord, move mighty on this line right now, God. Move mighty in the hearts and the mind of your children, oh God. Let the fruit of your spirit, oh God, take root in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, it manifests itself in our daily actions, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us right now to renew our minds by your word, oh God, that will go forth in the name of Jesus Christ from the mouth of your minister. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, we come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us, and over all areas of our life, we yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no other one greater than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. The glory of God is birthed in us right now, and it's manifesting itself. Hallelujah. In his glorious presence right now. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that Jesus, hallelujah, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name, we live, we move, and we have our being, and we thank you for it. We thank you for it, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, my God. We bless your name. We come against every hindrance spirit on the line. We come against every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit right now, spirit of procrastination, stagnation, limitation, spirit of distraction, spirit of frustration. We come against every, hallelujah, fighting spirit right now, every spirit of bitterness, anger, rage, and wrath right now, every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, lack, poverty, and death, every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, worry, fear, anxiety, self-righteousness, self-centeredness, self-criticalness right now, lust and perversion, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every spirit of death, premature death, to cease your works and come out and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating in us or on us or around us, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare this deliverance right now, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare victory and victory and victory right now, Lord. And we just want to say thank you for the victory. Amen. Thank you for your promises. Oh, yea and amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Oh, Lord, we're so thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that protects us, that cleanses us, that heals us, that delivers us, that sanctifies us, that redeems us, that justifies us. And it makes all things new. We decree and declare today that we are walking in our newness, that the old man has passed away and the new has come. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Heavenly Father, your word says that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. According to Matthew 16 and 18, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bind all evil, wicked demons, lying, unclean, tormenting spirits, demonic spirits, and strong men. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind them in our presence right now. Anyone that we pray for today, all that's on the line, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, and we loose them right now to go where Jesus Christ sent them, and we bind them and command them to stay there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. We have Christ in us, amen, the hope of glory, according to Colossians 1 and 27. So we shall prevail because the battle is not ours, but yours, Lord God. And we thank you that the battle is already won. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we crucify our flesh right now. According to Romans 8 and 13, as we die daily from self-desires and live to do your desires, Lord God. According to 1 Corinthians 15 and 31, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command the mind of our flesh to shut up. Don't talk to us about sin, but we are dead to sin. According to Romans 6 and 2, don't talk to us about condemnation. For there's no condemnation because we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. My Lord, my God, we walk according to the Spirit and not of the flesh. Amen. My Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us. Amen. So, Lord, we pray right now in Jesus' name for divine order in our life, for divine guidance and leading of the Holy Spirit right now to lead us in the way that we should go, oh God. Help us to see, oh God, remove every spiritual cataract from our eyes. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare all is well with us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you heal our bodies. Those of us that are dealing with any sickness in our bodies right now, oh God, known or unknown to us, oh God. Let healing take place right now. Oh, Lord, release your healing virtue, your healing anointing. Oh, Lord, let healing spring forth speedily, oh God, in the body and the life of your children. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for the lost on today, that they may be found. Every man, woman, child, hallelujah, they will be found today, oh God, that you will thrust the right neighbors across their life. They will speak your word in a mighty way, oh God, that they will come back into Christ, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, oh God, believe it to receive right now. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father God. Lord, we give it all over to you as we enter in on today, oh God. We lift up the man of God right now. We lift up, God, your pastor, oh God, that you've ordained for such a time as this, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will use him mighty, Lord, that you will pour into him great and mighty your word, oh God, that he will be that vessel that you flow through unhindered, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that he will speak your word and not his word, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that you've already blessed his tongue, oh God, that you blessed his mouth, that he will speak boldly with the confidence and the power with the Holy Ghost, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you'll bless us all in our going and coming on today. Those that are traveling on the road, oh God, let traveling grace and mercy be unto us, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We put on us right now the full arm of God, and we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against the enemy to cut ourselves loose from every stronghold, soul tie, strong man, a messenger of Satan, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. Oh, Lord, increase us in love right now. Increase us in patience, oh God. Hallelujah. Increase us in peace, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Increase the anointing that's on our life, oh God. Let us receive right now fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation and manna in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you will open up doors that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we say yes to you, oh Lord. Our soul says yes. Our body says yes. Hallelujah. We say yes, oh Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. Have your way in the name of Jesus Christ. Lead us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. We decree and declare our faith that we are co-heirs to the kingdom. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are the lender, not the borrower. We're the head and not the tail. We're on top and not beneath. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. My Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we release all things into your hands, and we commit ourselves unto you, trusting your God. We ask for your help right now, that you'll give us the word that you want us to give to others. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, forgive us and help us to follow your direction. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your direction. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that covers us, that delivers us. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, and yet still we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We decree and declare that we are free and free indeed, but the Bible says it's the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. So we thank you, Lord God, that we are free. We're no longer bound by the things in our mind and thoughts of past things that happened to us. We thank you that we are free and that our past is in the past. And we press toward the high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, open up our eyes to see. Hallelujah. And our ears to hear from you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, God. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. All that we have and all that we will have. Every marriage that God has ordained between man and woman. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our children, over our possessions, over the ministry, our businesses, our careers. Amen. Hallelujah. All that we have now and will have. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for your shed blood. And we decree and declare by faith, wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We decree and declare right now, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for it. We bless your name. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now so that we can receive from you. Amen. great and mighty, oh God, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, God, move on. Move in us, and hallelujah, and all that's on the line today that have an ear to hear. Let them receive, oh God, in a mighty way, that it will change their life, that they will go, oh God, and that they will give your word to others, that will bring change for the better for their lives. And we thank you, oh God, that even right now, your word says, yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answered prayers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we give it all over to you right now for eternity. Our life belongs to you. Hallelujah. For all is in your hands. And we thank you, Lord. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on. Open up your mouth and give God some praise right now. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, mama. Come on, let's give God some praise. Let's open up your mouth and praise him. We're not going to pump and prime you to do it. If you just look back over your life right now and see that you got life, you got more than a reason to thank God, that you're still here. I don't care what it looks like, feel like. Hallelujah. God is still able to turn that thing around for you, but will you trust him? Amen. Go ahead and give us some praise right now, knowing that God is able to do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. If he did it before, he'll do it again. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everyone. Welcome this Sunday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 every single one here to Sunday service here at this 2 p.m. hour.
Yes,
we always say this because, you know, we're so grateful of this. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because God is good and he is so worthy to be praised. So we welcome every single one here, every single one that have joined us here. Apostle Tawanika and I, we are so grateful that you have invited us into your homes. We're so grateful that you came to church. Amen. You could have been anywhere. We understand, you know, what today is. You know, today is a day that where we come together and we do a lot of celebrating. But we thank God that we take this time to celebrate Christ Jesus, to celebrate the Holy Spirit, to celebrate God in our lives, that he's moving in our lives. So welcome, 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 every single one.
Welcome.
We are the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I'm Pastor Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Amen. We'd like to welcome you here to Sunday service. If this is your first time here with us here in Sunday service, we would like to personally welcome you. Let us know who you are, where are you from, and if you have any prayer petitions, you know, this is that time, you know, to bring it to Jesus. Any testimonies, anything you want to give thanks for, you know, this is that opportunity. So do press 1. If you are streaming online, if you are online and you're listening in, do call in at telephone number 845-277-9213. Call in and, you know, let us know, you know, who you are. We'd like to welcome you if this is your first time.
Amen.
Amen. We do see that we have people that are here, some of them are the first time, and some of them here, this may be your time back. We have people here we're going to bring in. Telephone number ending in 9590.
Area code 518.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. The first 3 digits of your phone number is 518. 9590.
The last 4 digits.
Amen. 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 Well, amen. We pray for you anyhow, and we thank you for coming here to Sunday service this afternoon, Apostle Tawanika and I. We pray that increase come into your life. We pray that God's provision, that it show up in your life right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, God keep you. Hallelujah, number 718.
Amen. We have one more person. number 718. The last of your number is 3282. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, hello.
Hello, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm not doing so good. I lost my son in a motorcycle accident.
My Lord, my God.
Tommy Pierre Williams.
My Lord.
My youngest. My heart is bleeding so hard. I call on you for help today. I need your prayers.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray for you right now.
Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're God of order. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you don't make any mistakes, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the light, health, and strength of your daughter, Lord. We call upon you right now, Lord God, God of all comfort, Lord God, God of all hope right now, Lord God, that you will comfort your daughter in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that you'll give her peace right now, Lord God. We know, God, that you are God of peace. So we call upon you, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace, oh God. Let peace rest upon your daughter right now, God, knowing that her son, oh God, is with you. For your words is to be absent from the body is to be present with you, oh God. So Lord, just give her peace and comfort right now, God. Oh Lord, comfort her right there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, touch her mind and touch her heart, oh God. Oh Lord, create in her a clean heart, oh God. Mend the tear in her heart right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, fix that is broken right now, God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Help her to stand on your word right now, God. Although she cried this day, oh God, we decree and declare that we've been doing for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, knowing that he is with you, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you right now, God, that you're making provision, oh God, for your daughter, that you're making a way in the name of Jesus Christ where it seemed to be no way, where she feel like she can't come out, oh God, that she'll know that you're with her, oh God. So right now, God, move on the Holy Spirit. Move on the great and mighty in the name of Jesus Christ. I shout out of the most, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because we know that you're able, oh God. Where man is not able, you are able, oh God, to comfort your daughter. Oh Lord, we don't have the words to say, oh God, Lord, you know exactly what to do, oh God. So Lord, we ask right now that you're doing for your daughter, oh God. Oh Lord, send help, oh God, oh God. Help her right now, God. If she cry out to you, oh God. Oh Lord, help right now, God. Remove every delay, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your help, oh God. Oh Lord, send those, oh God, that you ordained for a life right now, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh Lord, we bless your name, Lord. Lord, we give it all over to you, Lord God, for all belongs to you, for all is in your hand, oh God. Oh Lord, that we leave this body, but we never leave you, oh God. That you're with us, oh God, even right now, oh God, that your son, her son, oh God, that you've given her, that you've called back home to you, oh God, that he is with you, oh God. Let us find comfort in knowing that he is with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now for the life, health, and strength of your daughter. Lord, we ask that you strengthen her right now, God, in her weakness, oh, God, that you are her strength, oh, God. Let her receive joy even right now in the midst of her storm, Lord God, unspeakable joy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help her on today, oh, God. Help her, oh, God, during this time, oh, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, over your entire family, amen. And we declare and declare the blood of Jesus
especially
Christ
covers
you and protects you and keeps you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for his children, oh God, Lord, we pray, oh God, for provision and direction and leading for the children, oh God. Lord, comfort him right now in the time of their loss, oh God, knowing, oh God, that you are father to the fatherless, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they will not go without, oh God, because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that every need will be met, oh God. Let peace come to the children, oh God. Oh Lord, let them receive hope even right now in the midst of the storm, oh God, where it seems like like all hope is gone, oh God. But they will know, oh God, that you are the hope, amen. Oh Lord, help them to lean not to their own understanding, oh God, but to lean towards yours, oh God, to seek you for more in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, it's our prayer that they will draw closer to you, oh God, that you will draw them in, oh God, and they'll be willing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, give them a willing spirit on today, oh God, to trust you. Hallelujah, because we know that you are able. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the children. And we decree and declare that they are protected and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against them in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God. In the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us, all that believe. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Everyone knows how it feels to lose a son, to give up a son, to sacrifice. Our Heavenly Father knows, because he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son, not just to come, but to die for us, to save us. So God knows, hallelujah, your heart. He knows your mind. Just lean on him and trust God. Give it all over to God. Receive the peace of the Lord. We're talking about the peace that surpasses all understanding, that even yourself can't even understand how you have so much peace, knowing that God has everything in his hand. That means he has you, your grandchildren, your son, even right now in this body and out of this body in his hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't fall out of God's hand when we leave this body. We are still in his hands. Amen. We are still. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's began his eternal life. Amen. He's walking in eternity with God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. God is going to give you a dream, and that dream is going to bring you so much peace. And in that dream, your son will speak to you, and he will give you directions. Hallelujah. And be looking forward to that dream. Hallelujah. Trust God. This is the time to really trust God and lean on God. Amen. Lean on him. Hallelujah. Like never. Lean on him. Give it to him. Lord, I give it to you right now. God, it's nothing I can do. Hallelujah. It's already done in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, we know you've already taken care of it. We know that it's already fixed. Amen. And Lord, we're just going to say, yeah, we're going to miss brother. We're going to miss Brother Williams. But God, we know that he is with you, oh God. And so we rejoice in knowing that he's with the Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. We thank you, Father God. God bless you. Sister Williams, God bless you. We love you. God is with you right now. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
And for those brothers and sisters there that are there in New York with you, Apostle Dominique and I, you know, we're here in Texas. And if we can give you a hug, we'll give you a hug right now. But we charge our brothers and sisters that are there right there with you to give you a hug. Just somebody, you know, just come over there and just be with you and just, you know, just a hug and let you know that every single thing is all right. Amen.
Oh, my God. Jayla, I love you. I hope you're listening. This is for you. Your daddy loved you so much. Thank you. Amen.
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 God bless you.
Amen.
You. Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. See, we know we have a service that is scheduled to go forth, but see, we have to move out of God's way. So we don't never know when God want to be able to use you. Amen, amen. God bless every single one that's here in Sunday service here with us. Apostle Dominique and I, you know, we're so grateful that you're right here with us. And we thank y'all for y'all prayer. While we were praying, we know that y'all were with us praying, you know, with a family. You know, when families go through things like that, when they're mourning their loved ones, we ought to come together, you know, and to pray with one another and to lift up one another and to encourage one another in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and then we're going to kind of move through the program and get to the word that God has prepared to flow through his minister, his pastor. Amen. So we're going to have a song here from Brother Joe Washington. Brother Joe Washington, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. You know, I want you to know that that lady that you was praying for, that's Sherry. That's the lady that I sung for this morning, and she didn't get a chance to hear the program or the song, so I had told her about it, so she tuned in. I just want you to know, Sherry, we with you. You know I'm just two or three steps away from you, and God going to take care of you and your granddaughter, sons. I want you to know that, Sherry. And Jayla, don't worry. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Sean Sr., you hold on, and Sean Jr., y'all hold on. And the nieces and nephew, God going to be with you. I'm going to sing the song that I sung this morning. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows dreary, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, Lord, hear my cry and hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Believe I said again. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When darkness appears and night draws near and the day has passed and gone, oh Lord, at the river, Lord, I stand. Guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Oh Lord, oh Lord. I believe I said one more time. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Thank you, thank you. God bless you, Terry. God bless the family.
I was turned the corner and
glory to God. We thank God. Amen. We thank God. God bless you, Brother Joe Washington. and your family. May God continue to pour into you. Amen. So that you can continue to be used by God. Amen. God bless
you. Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the word that's coming forth. Amen. You all, please continue to lift up Sister Williams and her family. And at this time, they're going to need all the prayers and comfort. So make sure you all are lifting them up. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. At this time, we normally have our communion. We took it at our 10 o'clock service. So we're going to go right into our soul selection, and then we'll have the preach word from Pastor Dorsey Manning. So stay right there with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
anointing moving right now. There's a word out in my soul yesterday. I got an anointing. I can feel it moving all over my building right now. Can you feel it?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The anointing makes a difference. Amen. We have come to the message part of the service. We thank God for the word that's going to go forth. I introduce to you right now a man of God, after God's own heart, a man that is loving and caring, a man that loves his wife like Jesus loved the church, amen, a man that takes care of his family, a father to his children, a hardworking man, a man that's willing to pray and give the word of God, going therefore, spreading the word of God to all that he come in contact with. I present to you Pastor Dorsey Manning, my husband. God bless you.
Amen, amen. I thank you so much. Thank you so much. My beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning. I have some feedback on the phone. I don't know where it's coming from. We'll go ahead on and move forward anyhow. We thank God for this opportunity to be right here. I thank every single one of you for being here in Sunday service this afternoon. You know, we're here for a particular reason, and that's to hear the word of God. Amen. Because we know that when we hear the word of God, we know that there's a change that's going to take place in our life. So, again, thank every single one, you know, for being right here with us here in Sunday service. But we're here to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us go ahead on and enter into prayer. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to see you in your word, Father. We pray, Father God, that every single word that you preach into our hearts, that every single word, Father, that it take root and manifest itself inside of us, Father. Be our thoughts. Be every single emotion. Be every single word in the name of Jesus. Unclean thought, unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, you go right now in Jesus' name. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody all over the church do say amen and amen again.
Amen, amen. Amen.
If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of Matthew. We're going to go over here to the book of Matthew, and I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Matthew chapter 4. We'll start right here in Matthew chapter 4. And for our place of following along, of lesson studies, and if you're taking notes or something like that, then where are we going to be talking about? I imagine what God can do in me. Imagining what God can do in me.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 4. Amen. And let's just start right here with verses 1. Amen. Then Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and night, he was hungry. And when the tempter came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. 5. Then the devil took him up into a holy city and settled him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give him angels charge concerning thee, and their hand shall bear thee up, least at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
again, the devil had took him up into an exceedingly high mountain, showing him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. 9 reads, and he said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall I serve. I want us to understand what's going on right here in this place. And this is Jesus being led in the wilderness. You know, it's, the Bible tells us, you know, he was, after he had fasted 40 days a night, he was hungry. He was hungry. And here it is, here the tempter came. We need to understand, you know, the every single time when you be in that place to where you're hungry or you're thirsty, we need to understand that right now, you know, this is the flesh begins to work on. We need to understand, you know, that a lot of things, you know, that's of this world and, you know, that'll tempt you. So here it is. The devil came to tempt Jesus Christ right here in that place to tempt him to, he said, if you be the Son of God, as if Jesus don't know who he is already. He said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made into bread. Or if you be the Son of God, then cast yourself off of this right here, a mountain, and the angels will catch you up. Look at all that I have right here for you. If you will fall down and worship me, you know, this what I will give you. See, we need to know what is written. Now, here it is, Jesus. He know the word of God. He know who he is already. He know that he is God. And what he is, what he tells Satan is, I'm your God. See, you get hints away from me. I'm your God. Amen. So we need to know what it is that is written. See, and we also need to understand, you know, what's going on right here in the Word. I like Matthew chapter 4 because as I read on through here, you know, for the sake of time, as I read on through here, let's go over here to 23. Matthew chapter 4 and 23. Let's find out what's going on. What's going on here in the Word. You know, the Word of God has a way of speaking to you. There's hidden secrets and hidden truths, you know, but you have to read the Word so you can get an understanding. Now, I imagine what God can do in me. See, that's the lesson of Papa here today. So, 23, Matthew chapter 4, verses 23. It said, and Jesus went about to Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness, all manner of diseases among the people. In 24, it says, and his fame went out through all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those that who were possessed with devils, and those that who were lunatic, and those who were paralyzed, and he healed them. So we have to understand, you know, as, you know, Jesus, you know, right when he was right here in the wilderness being tempted of the devil, you know, he did not fall into temptation. He did not fall into the temptation because not only as he being knowing that he is the Son of God, see, he knew what is written. He knew the law. He knew what God says. He knew who his God is. He knew who his Father is. And he would not let the devil, or he would not let anybody just tell him anything. He won't just fall for anything. See, we need to know what is written. We need to know what the Word of God says, because when the tempter comes, so you need to know how to defend against these temptations. So you defend, you fight, and you war against these temptations with the Word of God. You got to know what it is written. This is what God's law. This is his promise that he has made available for us, you know, to notice for when the devil shows up. Amen. Amen. So now here it is, you know, he resisted the devil, and, you know, the devil, you know, he told him to go, and he did go.
And it says right here, you know, how in Matthew chapter 4, it says, you know, after he left here, you know, how the angels, you know, how they came to him, how they ministered to him. So we need to understand, you know, how this relates to us, you know, as far as what we imagine that we can do. So now over here in 23, here he is, you know, Jesus, he's teaching here in the synagogues. He's teaching and he's preaching the gospel, and the gospel is the good news of the kingdom, of the kingdom. We need to understand, you know, what's going on here. And he's healing all manners of sickness and diseases, you know. He's casting out demons. So I would imagine right here in this place, if we understand what the word of God is trying to tell us, I would imagine Jesus, you know, being right here in the temple, I imagine there were quite a few people that in there that knew the law. There was quite a few of them, you know, that knew the law. But here it is, when he came in the room, or when he came in the places of the synagogue and he began to teach and preach, we need to understand that something happened. Something happened in this place. We need to understand that healing took place when God showed up. I'm going to say that again. See, when Jesus showed up, we need to understand that the Bible says right here in 23, he says that he began to teach in the synagogues and preach the good news, or preach the gospel of the kingdom. And it says, and healing all manners of sickness and diseases, casting out demons. See, this is God who is right here. He was in the form of a man, but he was operating in the authority of being God, knowing what it is, you know, that the word of God have already prophesied, you know, that he would come healing the sick, casting out demons. And it says that the people, you know, that who were sick and lunatic, see, we need to understand that there were people that saw this happen. There was people that saw this happen right now. I would imagine if Jesus was to show up right now, I would imagine that my attitude would change about whatever it is that's going on in my life. Amen. Amen. If God was to show up right now, see, I may be in a place to where I'm feeling a little bit sick right now. I may be in a place to where I'm hurting. I may be in a place where my physical body may be hurting. I may be going through some pain. Mm-hmm. May have been going through some pain in my life for a long period of time. Maybe all of my life.
Jeez.
All of my life. But when God shows up, I would imagine that my whole attitude would change about me, because who showed up? And I'm right here in the presence of God right now.
Amen.
See, Jesus, when he showed up in the synagogues and he began to teach and he began to preach, see, there were people in there that they were healed, because the Bible says it. And this is written in the word. This is written in the word of God. See, the Bible says that there was people that were healed. There were people that was possessed with demons. And demons, you know, they were obviously, you know, he cast out the demons out of the people. See, he healed the sick right here in this place. So we need to understand that physical healing took place. Deliverance took place when God showed up. Hallelujah. Demons had to flee when God showed up. We know that he opened up his mouth because it said that he was teaching and he was preaching. So that means that when he opened up his mouth, that means something happened in this place. There were people that believed in what was going on, because if we were read on a little bit farther, it said that the fame, 24 says, his fame went all out through Syria, and he said how they brought those that who were sick, they brought them to, because they realized that somebody hadn't showed up with the authority to get the job done, or somebody had showed up with
power and authority to heal the sick. Somebody has showed up with power and authority to cast out demons. Amen. They have never seen anything like this before. Amen. I would imagine that there were those that were in there that knew the word of God. Hallelujah. They knew the law, but they were not able to do what Jesus did when he showed up. So now we need to understand that not only that physical healing had took place, or physical deliverance had took place, we need to understand that at the same time, there was spiritual deliverance that had took place in this place. Now, let's understand this here. I would imagine if I were there, there was a choice that I would make. The choice that I would make is, do I believe what's going on right here in front of my eyes? Do I believe what's going on? And you had no choice but to believe what was going on in front of y'all, because they had never seen anybody do that before. Amen. Amen. Let's read on. Matthew chapter 4. Let's skip on. Matthew chapter 5. See now, Matthew chapter 5 and verses 1, it reads here, and seeing the multitude, now this is Jesus, and seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth, and he taught them, saying, blessed are the pure, or blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed or they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. See, let's understand that here it is, right after Jesus had came into the synagogues, and when he teach, when he taught, and when he preached that word, when he healed the sick and he cast out demons, and we need to understand, you know, right here there was a lot of people. It said multitudes of people had came, and it said he had went up on a mountain and he sat, and his disciples had came to him, and it said that he taught them. He taught. He didn't just teach a disciple. There was multitudes of people, you know, that were there. So we need to understand there were people that were following him. There were people, you know, that were following him. People that were listening to him. So I would imagine if I were right there in that place, and I had witnessed Jesus do all that he had did. And then he sat down, and then he taught me that I'm blessed. Well, okay, so what's that word, blessed? Blessed, it literally means that you are able to do. That's what blessed means. It's just the opposite. Curse means that you're not able to do. So if Jesus here, he sat, and then he taught, he opened up his mouth, and he said, blessed are they who are poor in spirit. So how many are people, you know, are poor in spirit? He said that you are blessed. See, he didn't leave anybody out. Blessed are they that mourn. How many people, you know, could have been mourning a loved one, the loss of a loved one? Jesus, who is God, said that you are blessed.
My Lord.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they do hunger and thirst for righteousness. He said, for they shall be filled. See, this is Jesus.
Amen.
He sat down, and he said that you are blessed. See, we need to understand that first over here in Matthew chapter 4, it said how he did it, and now he sat down, and he's telling you that you are blessed, that you're able to do it. My Lord, my God, I would imagine if I was in that place, if I was right there, at that mountain with a multitude of people, and I'm hearing Jesus, who is able to do all things because I witnessed it and I seen it. And he said that I'm able to do it too. I imagine that my attitude would change. And the reason why I would imagine that my attitude would change, because I cannot deny that what I've seen done. I would also imagine that there was some that was there, they just made it their choice that they're not going to believe that he is who he say he is, that they're not going to believe that he has the authority to do what he said that he would do, even when they saw it right there before their own eyes. So when I tell you spiritual things take place, physical change took place, and also spiritual change take place, but this is that place where we battle. Maybe we wasn't the one that got healed. Maybe we wasn't the one that, say if there was one that was sick, say if we wasn't sick, but we seen them heal somebody that was sick. See, that's hard for us to believe, because I wasn't the one that he laid hands on, or he spoke the word, or he cast it out of me. So it's hard for me to believe it. So it's some spiritual thing that's going on. It's something that's going on in my heart. It's something that's going on in my mind, because it didn't happen to me. But one thing that you can't deny, church, you witness it right there in that place, and you can't say that you didn't see it happen. We saw it happen. So that means that change is going to take place. That means that your attitude has to change, because you can't say that you didn't believe. You can't say that you didn't see. My Lord, my God. See, a few things that I want to point out when it comes down to us being in the presence of God. A few things that I want to point out. The one thing that I want to point out when we read Matthew chapter 4 and 5, you can't deny that somebody showed up. Somebody showed up, and the people were in their presence. And this same somebody that showed up, he definitely showed up with all authority on the inside to do all that he said that he will do. And everyone that heard it and everyone saw it. See, now I want to point that out. The second thing that I want to point out is that you can't deny that physical and spiritual change took place in the people right in that place when he did show up. The third thing that I want for us to realize, that you can't deny that he is the one who God sent, because all that he's able to do, and no one else is able to do what God is able to do. Amen.
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 Neither. And the fourth thing, and neither can we deny that after he did it all, the good news, the news of, it said how the fame, or people would begin to talk. That's what that means. People begin to talk, begin to tell somebody, oh, there's somebody that's over here, he's able to do this. See, he healed this one right here. This one was a lunatic. This one right here was sick with this disease. This one right here had this. This one was possessed with demons, and he cast out that demon. That guy or that woman that was a lunatic, they ain't a lunatic anymore, because he cast them right there, demons out. This physical, it was things that was going on right here. He healed all types of sickness. So we can't deny that. We can't deny that at all. And we need to understand that he sat down, and then he told us, or then he told them, that you are blessed if you are going through some of these things too. My Lord, my God, can you imagine if you were in that place? I want us to understand how powerful the imagination is. We need to understand how powerful the imagination is. See, we have this word of God. We have the written word of God. See, we need to know what it is that it is written. Because when you know what's written, see, you know how to, when you're in the presence of that temptation, or when you're in that place to where you start to drift into unbelief, or when you're in that place when you hear Satan speak to you, he's trying to rob you of your peace.
He's trying to tell you that God ain't good to you. He's trying to tell you all manners of things to cause you to not to believe. We need to understand that this is something that's spiritual that's going on because of that place of maybe not knowing what it is written, or maybe you know what's written, you're not enforcing the word of God. Hallelujah. I want to show you this over here in scripture, how powerful the imagination is. Go with me over here to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 11. We'll come back over here to Matthew. Let's go with me over here to the book of Genesis. See, I would imagine what God can do with me. See, that's the lesson of study today. I would imagine what God can do with me. I want to show you how powerful the imagination is. Genesis chapter 11 and verses 1. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Amen. Genesis chapter 11 and verses 1. I want to show you something, how powerful the imagination. See, a lot of times, you know, we think that, oh, the imagination is not real. Oh, you're wandering off. Oh, you're somewhere. You have a vivid imagination. I want to show you how powerful the imagination is. And if we know that the imagination is powerful, then we would know not to allow the tempter, or not to allow the devil or anybody that have unclean words to speak to us, that to cause us to think thoughts. See, that's what imagination is. It's us being able to think thoughts. It's us being able to hear some type of word. We need to understand this is spiritual warfare that is going on. Let me read this here. I'm going to show you something, how powerful imagination is, so we can know how to be in control of our imagination.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 said, it reads here, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass that they journeyed from the east, and they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. 3, and they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime for mortar. 4, and they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower whose tower may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Now look what 5 says. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Now I want to ask you a question. Now we're talking about how powerful your imagination is. Now here it is, you know, right here. It says the whole earth was of one language here and of one speech. Now we did read that, so we're not misinterpreting scripture. And it said it came to pass they journeyed from the east in the plain of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Okay, we understand that. Then it says that they said to one to another, let us make brick and, you know, let us take the slime and for mortar. Let us build a tower which will reach unto heaven. I want us to understand something. It said, and the Lord said, behold, the people are on one accord. It said the Lord came down. 5 said it came down. It said, behold, the people, you know how they had came together. They on one accord, you know, to build a city, you know, let us tear this tower down. Had they already built it, or had they came together to build it? It said right here what they have imagined to do. So this is something that they were discussing one to another. So that means that they had thoughts that they had put together. Now, I'm not making this up. This was scripture. Said. They had thoughts that they were putting together. It said, let us do it. It didn't say that they did it. It said, let us do this. They were making a plan to do it. They were discussing them one another. So that means that they had already built that tower that it reached up into to heaven. They had already built it in their mind. So that means that their imagination, it was already done in their imagination. And even God says right here, because they are all of one language on one accord, there's nothing that's going to stop them from doing all that they imagine to do. What I'm saying to you, church, is that you have a very powerful mind. You have a powerful mind. You have a powerful imagination. And if you can imagine to do something, then you need to understand that nothing is going to stop you from getting it done. Hallelujah. Nothing is going to stop you from getting it done when you know how to use your imagination. And this is the reason why Satan likes to play mind games on you. This is why he likes to play tricks on you in your mind. This is why he likes to suggest things that are going to cause you not to trust God and to believe God, because he knows if he can get your mind off of what is written. See, Satan knows if he can tempt you to turn you away from what God has already promised, then you may just miss the mark. So you may just go into that place of worry. You may just go into that place of being at distress. You may just go into that place of not believing what it is that you're praying about that is going to come to pass. So you may just be looking at your situation right now. See, this is how Satan want to play with your mind. He want to play with your imagination, because you may go in that place where you start trusting in what you can do and not trusting in what God has already promised you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I imagine, hallelujah,
yes, Lord,
what God can do in me. Hallelujah. I say, church, I imagine what God can do in me. Go with me quickly over here to the book of 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way in this place. Speak to our minds. Speak to our hearts right now, Holy Spirit. Through your word, your written word, in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1. It says, now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and the gentleness of Christ, who in presence am based among you, but being absent, I boldly towards you. I bold towards you. It says, two, but I beseech you that I may not be beheld, that I may not be with you. I am present, that confidence, wherefore I think to behold against some, think of us as which I walk according to the flesh. Three says, for we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now listen to what four says. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Carnal means in the mind. Carnal means in the mind, something, you know, that it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Five says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every what? Every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus. What I'm trying to say to you, church, is we have Christ Jesus, who have already done it all for us. We have the word of God that have already been written for us to know, for us to believe in, for us to use it when these times that we have of these high exalting thoughts. And it says to bring it into captivity. How do we bring it to captivity? By enforcing that word, by speaking that word about anything that is concerning you, anything that is concerning you that does not line up with the will of God, see, we can bring it into captivity, all these imaginations, all these high exalting thoughts, and bring them to the obedience of Christ Jesus. What I'm trying to say to you, church, is that as long as you are living, believe God. Believe God as long as you are living. 1 Peter 5 and 10, it says, but the God of all grace, who have called us into this eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after we have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Hebrews 2 and 1 says, therefore we ought to give a more honest heed to those things to which we have heard, lest at any time that we should let them slip. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, we just read that one. We need to understand that every single thought, we have the word of God to bring these thoughts into captivity and make them obey Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants and wills for us to depend on him through Christ Jesus. Know his written word. Be that body that he can flow through. God have called us out of darkness and called us into the light. It is the will of God for every single one to be born again. But not just for us to stop right there and just for us to be born again. It's the will of God for us to know what he said. Because you're going to face these times. See, Jesus was right there in the synagogue. He was right there in the presence. But see, you're going to come up on these times to where you're not going to see God, but when you have the word of God on the inside, when you know the promises, and you know what he said, you know his law, then you open up your mouth like Jesus did and speak in authority, you will know that God is right there in the presence right now. Hallelujah. And when you speak that word and you command these things to cease, you bind these things, you loose these things in the name of Jesus, using the word of God in authority. See, that's the will of God for your church. For you to be that believer, that by that he can flow through. Now, if he did it then, he'll do it right now. I would imagine what God can do with me. If I believe Jesus had died for all of my sins, went to hell for me, was rose by the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, ascended into heaven, sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, making intercession for me right now. See, I imagine what God can do with me when I read his word and remember that I have the Holy Spirit living on the inside, that he is that great comforter. He is my confidence. He is my Prince of Peace. He is my faith. He is my joy. He is my forgiveness. He is my everything. He is my soundness. Hallelujah. He is my gentleness. I can imagine what God can do in me only if I can remember what it is written, what he has said. Hallelujah. I know that everything is going to be all right. We don't have to worry about a thing because God have already taken care of everything. We got Christ Jesus. Well, when you lean on Christ Jesus in your time of trouble, church, I can imagine what God can do in me, and I imagine what he'll do in you. God bless you, and may God keep you. The doors of the church are open. There may be one today who have heard this word, amen, and you realize that you are a sinner. And today you heard this word and you desire to be a part of God's body. Well, this is an altar call, not to me, but this is a call for you that being born again. This is the most important thing that you can do in your living life is being born again. Baptized by water and being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. If that's you today, Apostle Tawanika and I will help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation today. See, tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. You're here today, gone today. But if you know that you have not been saved, then today, let that be today that you get saved today, that you get born again. Salvation is a gift, but you have to accept the gift. Amen. If there is someone that's in need of prayer of anything, Apostle Tawanika and I, we're here to pray with you and to pray for you. The Bible says that when two or three come together in his name, ask, touching, and agreeing, ask, you know, anything that he will do. See, we get to pray. Hallelujah. So this is your opportunity to pray about anything. He said, I would have to ask anything. He say something, asking anything. If you're looking for a church home, we would like for you to press 1. Hallelujah. Press 1. Right now, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to disciple you right there where you are. Whether you're in Hollywood or whether you're in Manhattan or you could be in Shreveport or Houston, Texas, Chicago, Illinois. See, there's no time and no distance in the spirit. See, the word of God is going to go forth. I can't see you now, but I know that you are there, so you can hear my voice. So that means that we can be a part of one another in ministry. We're just going to love on you through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for every single word that went forth this wonderful day that you have given us. I pray, Father God, that you have touched the ears and touched the heart of these here, your precious sheep, dear Father. And I thank you, that your word, Father God, that have already went forth and take root in each and every one of them in the name of you. I plead the blood of Christ Jesus over us and over all that is concerning us. And we say all is well. All is well with us in our house. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen again.
Amen.
God bless
amen.
Everyone and may God keep you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle. Glory to God. We thank God. You can imagine all that God will do in you and for you. Amen. In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Glory to God. May God pour back into you the virtue that left your body, Pastor Manny. May God strengthen you. May you live according to the word that God has put in your mouth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we have here in church today, have an ear to hear. I pray that all have received and that it take root in us. And in our actions,
yes,
amen,
Lord.
That we be the doers of the word of God. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes,
I hope my line didn't mess up too much, Pastor Manny, because I got the app going here.
Amen. No, it's working.
Let
no,
us
it's
pray.
Working right.
Okay. Amen. Let us pray over our tithes and offering. If you have offering or tithes today, you'll send them to Pastor Chantel through Cash App or Zelle at 346-243-0980. Dear Jesus, make us an ministry for your kingdom. As we come, O God, to sow today, for your word says one planet, one water, but you give the increase, O God. So, Lord, we ask in
yes.
Jesus' name, O God, as we hear today, as we plant, O God, water by faith, that you will give the increase in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that there be no lack in those who give on today in their giving, O God. Let every need be met, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we thank you for, Lord. Father God, we ask in
yes.
Jesus' name that you honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply, where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering in spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith.
Yes.
Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give on today. We thank you, for Lord, for your word says that you love a cheerful
yes,
giver. We give cheerfully on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word
yes,
on today,
Lord.
Once again. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Amen. Today is July 3rd, 2020. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, with Senior Pastor Stassel Doris A. Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, Minister on the Watch, Minister Lauren Green. Our announcements as follow. Monday at 6 a.m., we have intercessory prayer here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Wednesday night is Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And our Saturday service, our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., which are all live new broadcasts here on our Sunday service. Amen. The number again is 845-277-9213. We want to say happy birthday to all the July babies. Happy birthday to you. May God continue to bless you, favor you. May bless you a long life, a good life, good health and strength and peace. And God's protection be with you always. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. And we want to wish those that are celebrating their anniversary, our very own Minister Lauren Green, I believe he told me he celebrated 34 years of marriage. So happy anniversary to Minister Lauren Green and his wife, Sister Green. And anyone here that's on today, happy anniversary to you. For God honors marriage. He has ordained man and woman to be in a holy matrimony. So I pray that God, we pray that God will continue to bless your union, increase it in love, peace, joy, happiness, and that the favor of God be upon your marriage all the days of your life, that you all will live every day together and never apart. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we do have a play coming up this month. Amen. On July 16th, Saturday, July 16th, a little less than 2 weeks from now at 7:30 p.m. at the Midtown Art Center, we present to you Good Comedy, What Goes On in the Pastor Study Stays in the Pastor Study. Get your tickets now. We have pre-sale tickets at $27.35 for general admission, and you can give us a call at 346-243-0980 to purchase your tickets. Amen. That does conclude our announcements today, July 3rd, 2022. We thank God for the blessing. Amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing, and then we'll have benediction from Pastor Manning. Amen. We bless you at the Gospel Public Ministry. Apostle Tawanika Mackey, myself, amen, which is me, and Pastor Doris, amen, and Minister Lauren Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's all in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Man.
Amen, amen. I pray that everyone was able to receive something out of that, that you was able to hear God and not so much hear me, in the name of Jesus. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole body of Christ do say amen and amen.
Amen.
And hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless
hallelujah.
You. May God keep you. Enjoy your Sunday in the name of Jesus. Enjoy your holiday in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Papa Tawanika and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that all is well. All is well. Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
May God keep you.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
me.
One time,
that's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya.
One time,
one. You gave me my gift, gon' have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that.